to the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, May 31st, 2019. We have 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds, 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 knots in the afternoon, wind waves from the northwest 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and southwest swells 3 feet at 15 seconds. And today on the Ship Report, well, this week I've been talking with you about rescues, a miraculous rescue at sea, and I learned about a couple of other rescues that are happening right now out in the Pacific, way the heck out in the middle of the ocean off Hawaii. And so I thought it would be really interesting to talk about how do you do that? How do you rescue people who are in trouble, who are literally thousands of miles away from land where agencies like the Coast Guard are based? So we'll talk about that, and there's some very innovative solutions that mariners use to help one another when they're at sea. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 5 inbounders. We have 11 in the Astoria Anchorage, in both of our Astoria Anchorages, the Rice Island Anchorage and the Anchorage that's off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. And we have 2 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Cactus K. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the port of Longview. She's picking up logs there for export. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 a.m. and probably is at Longview by about 5 a.m. this morning, so she's already there. The Ansac Moonbear is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Vancouver, Washington Anchorage. She's ultimately going to the port of Portland to pick up a cargo of soda ash for export. She'll pass Astoria around 6:30 a.m. and arrive in Vancouver at about 12:30 p.m. The Kapta Matios is arriving from China. She's headed for Astoria's anchorage. Ultimately, she'll head upriver to pick up wheat, but she will arrive in the anchorage at about 11:30 a.m. The Sunrise Bright is arriving from Japan, also headed for Astoria's anchorage off the downtown waterfront. She's ultimately headed for Kalama, so I'm going to guess corn, soy, or wheat. Those are always likely cargoes at Kalama. And she will arrive in the Astoria anchorage around 2:30 p.m. Then we have the Global Round arriving from San Francisco, headed for the Longview Anchorage, and she will be going to the port of Longview to pick up logs, passing Astoria around 7:30 p.m., arriving in Longview at the anchorage there at about 11 p.m. And in our Astoria Anchorage, we have the Gorgoi Picus finally heading for Vancouver. She's been in the anchorage for probably the past couple of weeks. She's been out there waiting. Going up to Vancouver to pick up wheat, she'll be leaving from the Astoria Anchorage about 11 p.m. and arriving in Vancouver at about 5 a.m. on Saturday morning. The TCLC Luju is leaving from the Astoria Anchorage, from the Rice Island Anchorage, actually, going to Kalama to pick up wheat, leaving around noontime, arriving in Kalama around 5 p.m. Also from the Rice Island Anchorage, the Cavo Alcyon is headed for Kalama. Corn, soy, or wheat are her likely cargoes there when she gets there to pick up. On the subject of rescues this week, and I came across a really interesting press release from the U.S. Coast Guard all about how they are helping to coordinate the rescue of 2 sailboats that are in trouble way the heck out in the Pacific. So now there was an estimate on how far away these vessels were from help. And here's a quote from the Coast Guard from this press release. "The vastness of the Pacific is a challenge, and this particular part of the Pacific is not heavily trafficked by vessels," said this is from an officer from the Coast Guard. "The distance of the closest Coast Guard resource in Hawaii to these vessels is equivalent to the distance between New York City and Salt Lake City, Utah, and this is open ocean. Often first responders are days away, like the Coast Guard, in this case, would be the first responders, and it is why we are thankful for the assistance of Good Samaritans and those participating in something called AMVR, Automated Mutual Response Vessel Rescue System." So this is very, very interesting. I've talked about it a little bit before on the Ship Report, but right now there are these rescues happening right now out in the Pacific. These folks are really too far away for a Coast Guard aircraft to fly to them. It would take days for a Coast Guard ship to get to them. But there are fishing vessels, for instance, and commercial ships, cargo ships that are operating out in those waters. And they are all part of this AMVR system, Automated Mutual Response Vessel Rescue. And it's a worldwide voluntary system that is sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard, and it's a computer-based global ship reporting system. And shipping companies agree to be a member of it. And by agreeing to do so, they agree to respond when the Coast Guard lets them know that somebody's in trouble. So these two vessels, they were only about 85 miles apart from each other in this very remote part of the Pacific. And so the Coast Guard contacted them and said, can you go help these vessels? And they did. So this is from this Petty Officer First Class Leslie Elliott, who I quoted before. We are very thankful to the crews of the Azteca 5 and the Tomar. Those are the two commercial vessels that responded to these distress calls, for their willingness to divert course and respond. The Pacific is a vast area, and the closest responders in this case are often fellow mariners. And so, boy, as of Wednesday, they got a report of this week from the master of this 49-foot sailing vessel, the Rantan 2, that was out there. It's a racing vessel that was headed to the United States to participate in an ocean race, and its keel was failing. Now, if you don't know too much about boats, let me just explain that on the bottom of most ocean-going sailboats is a heavy keel. It's a heavy counterweight that is part of the vessel's design that is fixed to the bottom of the boat. And it's designed to provide ballast and balance and to kind of counteract the force of the wind on the sails so that the boat can sail upright. And so an ocean-going vessel like this, 49 feet long, probably has a really big, heavy, deep keel that is part of the design of the vessel. It's necessary for it to operate, and without that keel there, it would be very unstable and impossible to operate. And so these people contacted the Coast Guard and said that their keel was failing. Could mean that it was falling, had become disconnected from the boat, or was in the process of that happening. The three people aboard were getting ready to abandon ship. This was so serious, and they were about ready to get into a life raft because they could not stay on the vessel anymore. So they were about 2,000 miles away from Hawaii. So the crew of this fishing vessel, the Azteca 5, that was out there, responded to their request for help and diverted their course to reach them, could reach them much quicker than a Coast Guard vessel could do. Now, they had another vessel also during this week, of a 29-foot sailing boat, the Irish Eyes, 1,840 miles southeast of Hilo, Hawaii. Watchstanders, this is the Coast Guard, made contact with the master of that vessel, who said that the boat was dismasted. It means that they were under such severe weather conditions that the mast, which holds the sails, broke off. And so they were unable to make repairs, and they were seeking assistance. And so this car carrier diverted its course and went to the rescue of these folks. So this is such a heroic and just wonderful Good Samaritan thing that mariners do for each other anyway. I mean, it is sort of one of those rules of the sea that mariners help one another, because often when they're out there, there's no one else to help. So you'll see there are many, many stories of fishing boats here getting in trouble and other fishing boats coming to help them. And so this is a case of this happening as well by vessels who are members of this AMVIR system, and they are literally saving lives by going to the rescue of these folks who would not be able to get help, timely help, otherwise. And so what they will do is take these folks to the nearest port that they're headed for, or the nearest really, probably they will continue on their journey and go to the next port that they were going to and get these folks home. Or if there's a nearby port, they might go there. But in this case, they would get them to the most applicable port for where they were headed, and then they would have to get their own transportation home. But it means in both cases that these folks would have to abandon their vessels and leave them floating. And in this case, in the case earlier in the week, the people were able to reclaim their vessel. A vessel that's this far out in the middle of the ocean, highly unlikely that these folks will ever get their boats back. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.